Koshy and what he said yesterday, has that put a flame underneath Ken Hinckley? Let's just recap what Kosh had to say yesterday first.
Obviously, this year will be the worst finish that we've had in the last 10 years, and something's got to change. But that's a whole of program decision. We've got to get better. We've got to make some hard decisions. And as I said last week and the week before, we will assess every single line item in the football department at the end of the year when it's appropriate, when we do every year.
Did that light a torch underneath Ken Hinckley in your mind?
Well, of course.
Not a torch, a flame.
Publicly it does, because we were all told and conditioned
that
Kenny Hinckley's got a year to run in his contract, and from the CEO that Ken will be our coach next year. And Ken himself said that, and the direct quote from Ken, let's have a listen to Ken's response last night.
Do you feel any uncertainty that you'll be the Port Adelaide coach next year?
No, I don't, Jared. And David himself has said that he expects me to be coaching Port Adelaide in 2023, as I do, and that's what I'm preparing for.
Do you absolutely want to see this last year of your contract, Ken?
Yeah, absolutely I do. That's my personality. That's who I am. I see things through as best I possibly can. We all get there's a finish line for everyone at some point. But as I sit here tonight, I'm more than confident that that won't be at the end of 2022.
So what David says to Ken privately and then what David says in the public domain may very well be different. And that is why we're having this discussion. Yep. That's why it was talked about last night on I Imagined All the Footy Shows, and why necessarily or unnecessarily it is back in the domain. And Kenny Hinckley will be going, but you told me I'm right, Ken.
There was another way that he could have framed that, David Kosh. He could have said pretty much all the same things, but he could have framed it in a different way. He would have said, look, we are going to vigorously look at our football department, but I'm here now saying that that won't include the removal of Ken Hinckley. He has a contract to go. But maybe we haven't got the right support around him. Maybe we need to move some other parts around him.
That's right.
To determine whether or not we're getting the maximum performance out of our group and our team.
So is he just putting him on public notice?
He is. Yeah. He is. Yeah, unnecessarily, in my mind.
Is there any chance in the wide world that Ken Hinckley's not coaching Port Adelaide next year?
I think there is, after what he had to say yesterday. So, and I couple that together with the fact that GWS are looking for a coach. And those that know a lot better than what I do about relationships around some of those former Geelong people that were associated with the club tell me that Jimmy Bartel is a massive fan of Ken Hinckley.
Right, and Ken has vehemently just said that's not an issue at all, never spoken to them and is not interested in speaking to them. But now...
But maybe not then, but
Koshy,
maybe now.
Koshy comes out and throws the door open and says, instead of saying, we'll review... Ken's coaching next year, and in that process, we'll review every single part of our game, our coaching and football department.
Yep.
He just left that bit out and said, every single role will be reviewed in 2 weeks' time.
It's not a stretch to say that after that period of time, was it nearly 10 years that he's been coaching there, Kenny?
Yeah.
That, you know, it may well be a good time for, you know, club and coach to depart and Ken go somewhere else and coach, because I think he's a really good coach.
So do I.
He hasn't had the ultimate success, but I think he's a really good coach. In fact, I really think he's been let down a lot by, in particular, like he's backed himself in with those three tall forwards in Georgiadis, Marshall and also Dixon.
He didn't play Georgiades on the weekend.
I know they didn't play him after the performance from the week before. That's why.
But at a time when Marshall's not out with COVID.
I know, but that goes to the heart of when you're actually saying somebody's letting me down.
He had plenty of chances to drop Mitch Georgiades.
No, he did. He did. But
he dropped him on the same week that Marshall's out and Grimes is out.
100%. But then he looked at him and he thought, well, you just let me down last weekend again. I've shown enormous faith in you. Go back and play the lower level.
Do you think, and I don't know this, David Kosh is saying, righto, 10-year coaching career, got us to the, you know, precipice, but not there yet. Can he do something next year that he hasn't done this year and look at Collingwood and go, Nathan Buckley, 10-year, got us to the precipice, nearly got there, went with him and maybe a year too long because halfway through the year both coach and club decided to part, and look what's happened with a fresh face. Do you think that's weighing on David Kosh's mind?
I don't know.
Fresh eyes?
I don't know how broadly he thinks about matters of football. I don't know whether or not he's looked at it like that or not. But they may be thinking that there's other coaches there. You wouldn't make that determination and decision on Ken Hinckley if you thought that you're actually going to get something potentially better than what you already had, though, would you?
How do you know? How did you know that Craig McRae was going to be the personality of the year, which he is so far?
No, true. But there's another guy out there at the moment that's currently not employed anywhere, who a lot of people think is the best coach of the last 50-100 years.
He's the known quantity.
That's right. He's been over there in South Australia before.
Yeah, he's been at Port Adelaide before.
Exactly. So maybe they think that they're a chance to throw, as Ian Baker Finch said, a line out there and maybe get a nibble.
This won't happen. Know. It never happens. This won't happen. I was talking this on the week. NFL, not that we want to be like, they would, Hardwick would be coaching Essendon. Hinckley would be coaching the Giants. Clarkson would be back in the systems. They just flip them around. They don't have as emotional attachment to their coaches. We're emotionally attached to our coaches, which is a good thing, I think, because it demonstrates, you know, a mutual loyalty. But and it's a great commitment, but they don't like...
But there's more loyalty...
There's an emotional quality to Ken Hinckley. Yeah,
yes,
Ken
but
Hinckley
there's more...
coaching Port Adelaide.
But to that point, there's more loyalty in our game at all levels than what there is in the NFL.
Yeah, I think it's a good thing.
And long may that be the case too.
But if you're not seriously considering your coach after 10 years having not delivered and having had the worst year of the 10-year tenure in the 10th year, you're not doing your job. You're not doing your job if you're not seriously reviewing that.
That's true. That's because your job is to get better and make sure that a standard is maintained at your football club.
Yeah.
And it may be the person that you have at the time or it might be somebody else. But having said that, it seems to me to be sort of an emotional decision based on the fact that they're going to miss the finals, that they are now looking at Ken Hinckley after the assurances that they've had publicly from their CEO early in the year about he. I'm pretty categoric in saying that at one point he said Ken Hinckley will be our coach next year.
Yeah, well, according to Ken, he did.
He did, but he said that publicly. That's my point. Matthew Richardson, he's the CEO.
So they go every single club. I did this homework. Every single club, I think, except Geelong, has sacked a coach
in the last 20 years.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. So their ability to get it right and go with the coach into the next length of tenure and then sack them demonstrates that they haven't been getting it right and that they err on the side of an extra year rather than cutting the cord. The Giants. This time last year, what do you reckon the Giants were going through? Exactly the same thing as Port Adelaide are going through now with Ken. Leon's been here for a long time. Yes, we've been to prelims. Yes, we've been to the grand final. We haven't quite got there, but yeah, we had some injuries. Do we go with him again? It's in his last year. Yeah, look, I think we will.
Mm.
And 8 games in, he's gone.
What do you think about Ken Hinckley's performance this year as coach of Port Adelaide, though?
I think they've been...
Apart from the WLs, the way that they've gone about playing.
Oh, no, I've had some questions along the journey about the way they've used their forwards, but that's all right. My questions mightn't mean anything. But he hasn't been helped by the fact that he had some really important players not there, but every club has to deal with that. You know, they started zipping 5.
Mm.
Zip 5. And then the pressure came off a bit because they started to rumble along with some wins, and now the finish has been pretty poor. So that's not a great year. In fact, it's his worst year as coach.
Mm. His previous 2 years have been really good, though.
Yeah, and so had Leon's.
And that's why it's a difficult decision, though, to make from a football club perspective.
And that's why the team...
Because you've got to say to yourself, okay, has this bloke taken us as far as we can go with the talent that we've got available? Did we give him the premiership talent that he needed for him to be able to produce a better performance than his team's produced? Then you make the allowances for what you're talking about with the players that he hasn't had available. What disruption has that caused to the team and their performance this year?
And it's why coaches... don't coach much longer than 10 years if you haven't delivered. It just doesn't happen, Wisp.
The cycle doesn't work for you.
It doesn't work for you, rightly or wrongly. And there's not too many that exist at a club without having delivered beyond 10 years. That's just a fact.
That is true. That is true.
Interesting times.
When we come back.
David Kosh has put this all on the agenda. Make no mistake. For the last week or so, everyone's...
No one was talking about it before he started talking about it yesterday in the way that he did. And that's what's raised so many questions.